Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. BGEM3 Embedding. Multilingual, multifunctionality, multi-granularity text embeddings through self-knowledge distillation. Authored 2024 by Janelvi Chen, Shitao Shao, Peidian Zhang, Kun Luo, Defu Lian, Zheng Lu. Abstract. In this paper, we present a new embedding model, called M3 Embedding, which is distinguished for its versatility in multilinguality, multifunctionality, and multigranularity. It can support more than 100 working languages, leading to new state-of-the-art performances on multilingual and cross-lingual retrieval tasks. It can simultaneously perform the three common retrieval functionalities of embedding model: dense retrieval, multi-vector retrieval, and sparse retrieval, which provides a unified model foundation for real-world IR applications. It is able to process inputs of different granularities, spanning from short sentences to long documents of up to 8,192 tokens. The effective training of M3 embedding involves the following technical contributions. We propose a novel self-knowledge distillation approach, where the relevant scores from different retrieval functionalities can be integrated as the teacher signal to enhance the training quality. We also optimize the batching strategy, enabling a large batch size and high training throughput to ensure the discriminativeness of embeddings. To the best of our knowledge, M3 embedding is the first embedding model which realizes such a strong versatility. The model and code will be publicly available at https://github.com/flagopen/flagembedding. 1. Introduction. Embedding models are a critical form of DNN application in natural language processing. They encode the textual data in the latent space, where the underlying semantics of the data can be expressed by the output embeddings, Reimers and Gurevich, 2019, Ni et al., 2021. With the advent of pre-trained language models, the quality of text embeddings have been substantially improved, making them imperative components for information. Co-first author, asterisk operator, correspondence author retrieval, IR. One common form of embedding-based IR is dense retrieval, where relevant answers to the query can be retrieved based on the embedding similarity. Karpukin et al., 2020, Shang et al., 2020, Nilakantan et al., 2022, Wang et al., 2022, Shao et al., 2023. Besides, the embedding model can also be applied to other IR tasks, such as multi-vector retrieval, where the fine-grained relevance between query and document is computed based on the interaction score of multiple embeddings, Kitab and Zaharia, 2020, and sparse or lexical retrieval, where the importance of each term is estimated by its output embedding, Gao et al., 2021a, Lin and Ma, 2021, Dai and Kalin, 2020. Despite the widespread popularity of text embeddings, the existing methods are still limited in versatility. First of all, most of the embedding models are tailored only for English, leaving few viable options for the other languages. Secondly, the existing embedding models are usually trained for one single retrieval functionality. However, typical IR systems call for the compound workflow of multiple retrieval methods. Thirdly, it is challenging to train a competitive long document retriever due to the overwhelming training cost, where most of the embedding models can only support short inputs. To address the above challenges, we introduce M3 embedding, which is pronounced for its breakthrough of versatility in working languages, retrieval functionalities, and input granularities. Particularly, M3 embedding is proficient in multilinguality, which is able to support more than 100 world languages. By learning a common semantic space for different languages, enables both multilingual retrieval within each language and crosslingual retrieval between different languages. Besides, it is able to generate versatile embeddings to support different retrieval functionalities, not just dense retrieval, but also sparse retrieval and multi-vector retrieval. Finally, M3 embedding is learned to process different input granularities, spanning from short inputs like sentences and passages, to long documents of up to 8,192 input tokens. The effective training of such a versatile embedding model poses a significant challenge. In our work, the following technical contributions are made to optimize the training quality. Firstly, we propose a novel self-knowledge distillation framework, where the multiple retrieval functionalities can be jointly learned and mutually reinforced. In M3 embedding, the CLS embedding is used for dense retrieval, while embeddings from other tokens are used for sparse retrieval and multi-vector retrieval. Based on the principle of ensemble learning, B. Dieresis Ullmann, 2012, such heterogeneous predictors can be combined as a stronger predictor. Thus, we integrate the relevance scores from different retrieval functions as the teacher signal, which is used to enhance the learning process via knowledge distillation. Secondly, we optimize the batching strategy to achieve a large batch size and high training throughput, which substantially contributes to the discriminativeness of embeddings. Last but not least, we perform comprehensive and high-quality data curation. Our dataset consists of three sources. 1. The extraction of unsupervised data from massive multilingual corpora. 2. The integration of closely related supervised data. 3. The synthesization of scarce training data. The three sources of data are complement to each other and applied to different stages of the training process, which lays foundation for the versatile text embeddings. M3 embedding exhibits remarkable versatility in our experiments. It achieves superior retrieval quality for a variety of languages, leading to state-of-the-art performances on popular multilingual and cross-lingual benchmarks like MIRACL, Zhang et al., 2023C, and MKQA, Longper et al., 2021. It effectively learns the three retrieval functionalities, which can not only work individually but also work together for an even stronger retrieval quality. It also well preserves its superior capability across different input granularities within 8,192 tokens, which outperforms the existing methods by a notable advantage. Our work makes the following contributions. 1. We present M3 embedding, which is the first model which supports multilinguality, multifunctionality, and multigranularity. 2. We propose a novel training framework of self-knowledge distillation and efficient batching strategy. And we also perform high-quality curation of training data. 3. Our model, code, and data will all be publicly available, which provides critical resources for both direct usage and future development of text embeddings. 2. Related work. The related works are reviewed from three aspects: general text embeddings, embedding models for neural retrieval, embeddings of multilinguality. In the past few years, substantial progress has been achieved in the field of text embedding. One major driving force is the popularity of pre-trained language models, where the underlying semantic of the data can be effectively encoded by such powerful text encoders, Reimers and Gurevich, 2019, Karpukhin et al., 2020, Ni et al., 2021. In addition, the progress of contrastive learning is another critical factor, especially the improvement of negative sampling, Shang et al., 2020, Ku et al., 2020, and the exploitation of knowledge distillation, Hafiz Dieresis Adder et al., 2021, Ren et al., 2021, Zhang et al., 2021a. On top of these well-established techniques, it becomes increasingly popular to learn versatile embedding models, which are able to uniformly support a variety of application scenarios. So far, there have been many impactful methods in the direction, like Contriver, Issachard et al., 2022, LLM Embedder, Zhang et al., 2023a, E5, Wang et al., 2022, BGE, Xiao et al., 2023, SGPT, Munighoff, 2022, and Open Text Embedding, Nilakantan et al., 2022, which significantly advance the usage of text embeddings for general tasks. One major application of embedding models is neural retrieval, Lin et al., 2022. By measuring the semantic relationship with the text embeddings, the relevant answers to the input query can be retrieved based on the embedding similarity. The most common form of embedding-based retrieval method is dense retrieval, Karpukhin et al., 2020. Where the text encoder's outputs are aggregated, e.g., via CLS, or mean pooling, to compute the embedding similarity. Another common alternative is known as multivector retrieval, Kitab and Zaharia, 2020, Humo et al., 2020, which applies fine-grained interactions for the text encoder's outputs to compute the embedding similarity. Finally, the text embeddings can also be transformed into term weights, which facilitates sparse or lexical retrieval, Luan et al., 2021. Diane Callan, 2020, Lin and Ma, 2021. Typically, the above retrieval methods are realized by different embedding models. To the best of our knowledge, no existing method is able to unify all these functionalities. Despite the substantial technical advancement, most of the existing text embeddings are developed only for English, where other languages are lagging behind. To mitigate this problem, continual efforts are presented from multiple directions. One is the development of pre-trained multilingual text encoders, such as MBERT, Perez et al., 2019, Mount 5, Shui et al., 2020, XLMR, Kano et al., 2020. Another one is the curation of training and evaluation data for multilingual text embeddings, e.g., MIRACL, Zhang et al., 2023C, MMARCO, Bonifacio et al., 2021, Mr. Tidy, Zhang et al., 2021B, MKQA, Longper et al., 2021. At the same time, the multilingual text embeddings are continually developed from the community, e.g., MDPR, Zhang et al., 2023B, M. Contriver, Isacard et al., 2022, Mi5, Wang et al., 2022, etc. However, the current progress is still far from enough given the notable gap with English models and the huge imbalance between different languages. 3. M3 Embedding. M3 Embedding realizes threefold versatility. It supports a wide variety of languages and handles input data of different granularities. Besides, it unifies the common retrieval functionalities of text embeddings. Formally, given a query queue in an arbitrary language X, it is able to retrieve document D in language Y from the corpus DY. DY left pointing arrow FN asterisk operator, QX, DY. In this place, FN asterisk operator belongs to any of the functions, dense, sparse, lexical, or multi-vector retrieval. Y can be another language or the same language as X. 3.1. Data curation. The training of M3 embedding calls for a large-scale and diverse multilingual dataset. In this work, we perform comprehensive data collection from three sources: the unsupervised data from unlabeled corpora, the fine-tuning data from labeled corpora, and the fine-tuning data via synthesization, shown as Table 1. The three data sources complement each other, which are applied to different stages of the training process. Particularly, the unsupervised data is curated by extracting the rich semantic structures, e.g., title body, title abstract, instruction output, etc., within a wide variety of multilingual corpora, including Wikipedia, S2ORC, Lo et al., 2020, XP3, Munighoff et al., 2022, McFor, Raffel et al., 2019, and CC News, Hamburg et al., 2017. Besides, the well-curated data from MTP, Shao et al., 2023, is directly incorporated. To learn the unified embedding space for cross-lingual semantic matching, the parallel sentences are introduced from two translation datasets, NLLB, NLLB Team et al., 2022, and CC Matrix, Schwenk et al., 2021. The raw data is filtered to remove potential bad contents and low-relevance samples. In total, it brings in 1.2 billion text pairs of 194 languages and 2,655 cross-lingual correspondences. In addition, we collect relatively small but diverse and high-quality fine-tuning data from labeled corpora. For English, we incorporate 8 datasets, including Hotpot QA, Yang et al., 2018, Trivia QA, Joshi et al., 2017, NQ, Kwiatkowski et al., 2019, MS Marco, Nguyen et al., 2016. COLIEE, Kim et al., 2022, PubMed QA, Jin et al., 2019, Squad, Rajparkar et al., 2016, and NLI data collected by SimCSE, Gao et al., 2021b. For Chinese, we incorporate 7 datasets, including Du Reader, He et al., 2017, MMARCOZH, Bonifacio et al., 2021, T2 Ranking, Xie et al., 2023, LaGPT1, C. Medkov 2, Zhang et al., 2018, NLIZH 2, and LACARDV 2, Li et al., 2023. For other languages, we leverage the training data from Mr. Tidy, Zhang et al., 2021b, and MIRACL, Zhang et al., 2023c. Finally, we generate synthetic data to mitigate the shortage of long document retrieval tasks and introduce extra multilingual fine-tuning data, denoted as multi-longdoc. Specifically, we sample lengthy articles from Wiki and MC4 datasets and randomly choose paragraphs from them. Then we use GPT 3.5 to generate questions based on these paragraphs. The generated question and the sampled article constitute a new text pair to the fine-tuning data. Detailed specifications are presented in Appendix A.2. 3.2. Hybrid retrieval. M3 embedding unifies all three common retrieval functionalities of the embedding model, i.e. dense retrieval, lexical, sparse, retrieval, and multi-vector retrieval. The formulations are presented as follows. Dense retrieval. The input query queue is transformed into the hidden state's HQ based on a text encoder. We use the normalized hidden state of the special token, CLS, for the representation of the query, EQ equals norm, HQ, reference 0. Similarly, we can get the embedding of passage P as EP equals norm, HP, reference 0. Thus, the relevance score between query and passage is measured by the inner product between the two embeddings EQ and EP. S dense left pointing arrow EP, EQ. Lexical retrieval. The output embeddings are also used to estimate the importance of each term to facilitate lexical retrieval. For each term T within the query, a term is corresponding to a token in our work. The term weight is computed as WQT left pointing arrow ReLU, WT lex HQ, I. Where W lex element of RD times 1 is the matrix mapping the hidden state to a float number. If a term T appears multiple times in the query, we only retain its max weight. We use the same way to compute the weight of each term in the passage. Based on the estimation term weights, the relevance score between query and passage is computed by the joint importance of the coexisted terms, denoted as Q intersection P, within the query and passage. S lex left pointing arrow PT element of Q intersection P, WQT asterisk operator WPT. Multi-vector retrieval. As an extension of dense retrieval, the multi-vector method makes use of the entire output embeddings for the representation of query and passage. EQ equals norm, WT mul HQ, EP equals norm, WT mul HP, where W mul element of RD times D is the learnable projection matrix. Following Kolbert, Katab and Zaharia, 2020, we use late interaction to compute the fine-grained relevance score. S mul left pointing arrow 1 NPNI equals 1 max MJ equals 1 EQ, I, ETP, J, N and M are the lengths of query and passage. Thanks to the multifunctionality of the embedding model, the retrieval process can be conducted in a hybrid process. First of all, the candidate results can be individually retrieved by each of the methods. The multi-vector method can be exempted from this step due to its heavy cost. Then, the final retrieval result is re-ranked based on the integrated relevance score. S rank left pointing arrow S dense plus S lex plus S mul. 3.3 Self-knowledge distillation. The embedding model is trained to discriminate the positive samples from the negative ones. For each of the retrieval methods, it is expected to assign a higher score for the query's positive samples compared with the negative ones. Therefore, the training process is conducted to minimize the info NCE loss, whose general form is presented by the following loss function. Here, P asterisk operator and P stand for the positive and negative samples to the query Q. S is any of the functions within S dense, S lex, S mul. The training objectives of different retrieval methods can be mutually conflicting with each there. Therefore, the native multi-objective training can be unfavorable to the embedding's quality. To facilitate the optimization of multiple retrieval functions, we propose to unify the training process on top of self-knowledge distillation. Particularly, based on the principle of ensemble learning, B. Diarasis-Ullman, 2012, the predictions from different retrieval methods can be integrated as a more accurate relevance score given their heterogeneous nature. In the simplest form, the integration can just be the sum up of different prediction scores. S inter left pointing arrow S dense plus S lex plus S mul. 2. In previous studies, the training quality of embedding model can benefit from knowledge distillation, which takes advantage of fine-grained soft labels from another ranking model, Hoffis Diarasis Atter et al. 2021. In this place, we simply employ the integration score S inter as the teacher, where the loss function of each retrieval method is modified as L asterisk operator left pointing arrow minus P S inter asterisk operator log P S asterisk operator 3. Here, P is the softmax activation. S asterisk operator is any of the members within S dense, S lex, and S mul. We further integrate and normalize the modified loss function. L left pointing arrow L dense plus L lex plus L mul 3. 4. Finally, we derive the final loss function for self-knowledge distillation with the linear combination of L and L, LF final left pointing arrow L plus L. The overall training process is a multi-stage workflow, figure 2. We use an XLMROBERTA, Kano et al. 2020, model pre-trained further through the RetroME, Xiao et al. 2022, method as the base text encoder. Firstly, the text encoder is pre-trained with the massive unsupervised data, where only the dense retrieval is trained in the basic form of contrastive learning. The self-knowledge distillation is applied to the second stage, where the embedding model is fine-tuned to establish the three retrieval functionalities. Both labeled and synthetic data are used in this stage, where hard negative samples are introduced for each query following the ANS method, Shang et al. 2020. Detailed processing is presented in Appendix B.1. 3.4. Efficient batching. The embedding model needs to learn from diverse and massive multilingual data to fully capture the general semantic of different languages. It also needs to keep the batch size as large as possible, where a huge amount of in-batch negatives can be leveraged, so as to ensure the discriminativeness of text embeddings. Given the limitations on GPU's memory and computation power, people usually truncate the input data into short sequences for high throughput of training and a large batch size. However, the common practice is not a feasible option for M3 embedding because it needs to learn from both short and long sequence data to effectively handle the input of different granularities. In our work, we improve the training efficiency by optimizing the batching strategy, which enables high training throughput and large batch sizes. Particularly, the training data is pre-processed by being grouped by sequence length. When producing a mini batch, the training instances are sampled from the same group. Due to the similar sequence lengths, it significantly reduces sequence padding, marked in red, and facilitates a more effective utilization of GPUs. Besides, when sampling the training data for different GPUs, the random seed is always fixed, which ensures the load balance and minimizes the waiting time in each training step. Besides, when handling long sequence training data, the mini batch is further divided into subbatches, which takes less memory footprint. We iteratively encode each sub-batch using gradient checkpointing, Chen et al. 2016, and gather all generated embeddings. This method can significantly increase the batch size. For example, when processing text with a length of 8192, the batch size can be increased by more than 20 times. For more details, please refer to Appendix B3. Finally, the embeddings from different GPUs are broadcasted, allowing each device to obtain all embeddings in the distributed environment, which notably expands the scale of in-batch negative samples. However, users may lack sufficient computational resources or data to train a long text model. Therefore, we also propose an MCLS strategy to enhance the model's long text capabilities without the need for training. This strategy leverages multiple CLS tokens to capture text semantics applied during inference. Refer to Appendix B.2 for more details. 4. Experiment. In the following part, we evaluate our model on three tasks: multilingual retrieval, cross-lingual retrieval, and long doc retrieval. 4.1 Multilingual retrieval. We evaluate the multilingual retrieval performance with MIRACL, Zhang et al. 2023C, which consists of ad hoc retrieval tasks in 18 languages. Each task is made up of query and passage presented in the same language. Following the official benchmark, we evaluate our method using Pisarini, Lin et al. 2021, and use NDCG at 10 as the primary evaluation metric. Recall at 100 is also measured and reported in Appendix C1. We incorporate the following baselines in our experiment: the lexical retrieval method, BM25, Robertson and Zaragoza, 2009, the dense retrieval methods, MDPR3, Zhang et al. 2023b, M. Contriver 4, Isacard et al. 2022, Mi5 Large, Wang et al. 2022, and E5 Mistral 7b, Wang et al. 2023. To make the BM25 and M3 more comparable, in the experiment, we use the same tokenizer as M3, i.e., the tokenizer of XLM Roberta, for BM25. Using the same vocabulary from XLM Roberta can also ensure that both approaches have the same retrieval latency. The results of BM25 with different tokenizers are shown in Appendix C.2. We also make a comparison with Text Embedding 3 Large, abbreviated as OpenAI 3, which was recently released by OpenAI 5. We can make the following observations according to the experiment result in Table 2. Firstly, M3 embedding already achieves a superior retrieval performance with only its dense retrieval functionality, denoted as dense. It not only outperforms other baseline methods in the average performance, but also maintains a consistent empirical advantage in most of individual languages. Even compared with E5 Mistral 7b, which leverages a much larger Mistral 7b model as the text encoder and specifically trained with English data, our method is able to produce a similar result in English and notably higher results in the other languages. Besides, the sparse retrieval functionality, denoted as sparse, is also effectively trained by M3 embedding, as it outperforms the typical BM25 methods in all languages. We can also observe the additional improvement from multi-vector retrieval 6, denoted as multvec, which relies on fine-grained interactions between query and passages embeddings to compute the relevance score. Finally, the collaboration of dense and sparse method, e.g., dense plus sparse 7, leads to a further improvement over each individual method, and the collaboration of all three methods 8, denoted as all, brings forth the best performance. 4.2 Cross-lingual retrieval. We make evaluation for the cross-lingual retrieval performance with the MKQA benchmark, Longpair et al. 2021, which includes queries in 25 non-English languages. For each query, it needs to retrieve the ground truth passage from the English Wikipedia corpus. In our experiment, we make use of the well-processed corpus offered by the BEIR 9, Thacker et al. 2021. Following the previous study, Karpukin et al. 2020, we report. Recall at 100 as the primary metric, recall at 20 is reported as an auxiliary metric in the appendix. The experiment result is shown in Table 3. Similar to our observation in multilingual retrieval, M3 embedding continues to produce a superior performance, where it notably outperforms other baseline methods purely with its dense retrieval functionality, dense. The collaboration of different retrieval methods brings in further improvements, leading to the best empirical performance of cross-lingual retrieval. Besides, we can also observe the following interesting results which are unique to this benchmark. Firstly, the performance gaps are not as significant as MIRACL, where competitive baselines like E5 Mistral 7B is able to produce similar or even better results on some of the testing languages. However, the baselines are prone to bad performances in many other languages, especially the low-resource languages, such as AR, KM, KI, etc. In contrast, M3 embedding maintains relatively stable performances in all languages, which can largely be attributed to its pre-training over comprehensive unsupervised data. Secondly, although M3 embedding, sparse, is still better than BM25, it performs badly compared with other methods. This is because there are only very limited coexisted terms for cross-lingual retrieval as the query and passage are presented in different languages. 4.3 Multilingual long doc retrieval. We evaluate the retrieval performance with longer sequences with two benchmarks, MLDR, Multilingual Long Doc Retrieval, which is curated by the multilingual articles from Wikipedia, Wu Dao and McFor, see Table 8, and Narrative QA 10, S. Ko Siski et al. 2018, G. Dieresis Unther et al. 2024, which is only for English. In addition to the previous baselines, we further introduce GINA embedding V211, G. Dieresis Unther et al. 2024, text embedding ADA002 and TEXTEMBEDDING3 large from OpenAI given their outstanding long doc retrieval capability. EGY, MCLS, to address this situation, no data or no GPU resource for document retrieval fine-tuning. Experimental results indicate that MCLS can significantly improve the performance of document retrieval without training, 41. 2 right-pointing arrow 45. 0. We make further analysis with Narrative QA, Table 5, where we have similar observations as MLDR. Besides, with the growing of sequence length, our method gradually expands its advantage over baseline, Figure 4, which reflects its proficiency in handling long inputs. 4.4. Ablation study. Self-knowledge distillation. This ablation study is performed to analyze the impact of self-knowledge distillation, SKD. Particularly, we disable the distillation processing and have each retrieval method trained independently, denoted as M3W, O.SKD. According to our evaluation on MIRACL, Table 6, the original method, i.e. M3W.SKD, brings in better performances than the ablation method in all settings, i.e., dense, sparse, multivic. Notably, the impact is more pronounced for sparse retrieval, which indicates the incompatibility between dense and sparse retrieval methods. Impact of multi-stage training. We also conducted experiments to explore the impact of different stages. Fine-tuning indicates fine-tuning directly from the XLM Roberta, Cano et al. 2020 model, and RetroMay plus fine-tuning refers to fine-tuning on a model trained with RetroMay, Shao et al. 2022. Meanwhile, RetroMay plus UNSUP plus fine-tuning involves fine-tuning on a model trained with RetroMay and then pre-trained on unsupervised data. The results are summarized in Table 7. We can see that RetroMay can significantly improve retrieval performance, and pre-training on unsupervised data can further enhance the retrieval ability of the embedding model. 5. Conclusion. In this paper, we present M3 embedding, which achieves notable versatility in supporting multilingual retrieval, handling input of diverse granularities, and unifying different retrieval functionalities. We perform comprehensive and high-quality curation of training data, optimize the learning process with self-knowledge distillation, and improve the training through and batch size with efficient batching. The effectiveness of M3 embedding is verified by our experimental studies, where it leads to superior performances on multilingual retrieval, crosslingual retrieval, and multilingual long document retrieval tasks. References. Luis Bonifacio, Vitor Geronima, Hugo Queiroz Abenizio, Israel Campiati, Marzia Fade, Roberto Lotufo, and Rodrigo Noguera. 2021. M. Marco. A multilingual version of the Ms. Marco Passage Ranking Dataset. Archive Preprint Archive, 2108.13897. Peter B. Dieresis Ullman, 2012, Bagging, Boosting and Ensemble Methods, Handbook of Computational Statistics, Concepts and Methods, pages 985-1022. Tianqi Chen, Bing Xu, Qiyuan Zhang, and Carlos Gestrin, 2016. Training Deep Nets with Sublinear Memory Cost. Archive Preprint Archive, 1604.06174. Alexis Cano, Kartike Khandelwal, Naman Goyal, Vishrav Chaudhry, Guillaume Wenzek, Francisco Guzman, Edouard Grave, Mylot, Luke Zetlimoyer, and Veselin Stoyanov, 2020. Unsupervised Cross-Lingual Representation Learning at Scale. In proceedings of the 58th Annual Meeting of the Association for Computational Linguistics, pages 8440. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.